It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 899.
What is happening, Gronks? What's going on? It's weekend banter. Whip, Mr. 97, welcome to the show.
What's happening?
How are we?
Good. You guys right?
See, I've actually,
I'm just glad that my nickname's stuck.
I've had the boat on Whip. I just thought we were doing a work in progress. I was waiting for TJ to introduce Jess.
Well, Jess wanted a nickname, and we've now called her a Whippet, Whip, which is her favourite dog. But
it's not got to do with business meetings.
No, it kind of does because it plays the two cards.
Okay.
Because a work in progress, and then also a Whippet.
I like it because if we just drop the H and just it is WIP, it is like you as a human are a work in progress, as we all are. You like whips, the meetings, and you like whippets. It's, you know, the triple.
Yeah.
It's the triple
whammy.
It's
a great nickname. Thank you for, I think Josh needs to start implementing it into his vernacular for me.
Oh, look, I've been struggling with nicknames in general because with Mr. 97, we have Simon Taylor on Screenplay Sunday, and I got into my head that he may have not known Mason and Mr. 97. He said, I've met Mason before. Mm. And then in that moment, for whatever reason, I didn't just say, yes, we also call him Mr. 97. And so then I interchanged throughout the Screenplay Sunday between Mason, Sevs and 97. And it's just a bit of a mess.
Yeah. Well, the other thing as well, you... When Nason came on Thursday, you called him Mace.
You did.
I did. I fixed it though, didn't I? I said, Nace. Yeah, I ended up just calling him Nason because it's too Mace and Nace are too similar. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I get it.
And so I'm just sick of names. Just not using
get
names anymore.
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
What do you go with?
Just just a number system.
To bottom right. just location on the screen. No, the VMix link. Yeah. Ending with 953.
Ending in 0-0-0.
You talk about in-jokes. There's one for you.
Well, if they don't get it, they weren't appreciative of it.
Exactly.
They didn't deserve it.
I got a call last night from a telemarketer.
Oh, great.
6 minutes I spent. 6 minutes.
What time?
Oh, look, it was definitely procrastination for me. It was about 7:30 p.m., I would say. I got the call, and it was a mobile number. They were trying to get me to buy cryptocurrency.
Oh, wow. Sure, you've already got that.
No, I don't. I don't have any crypto. But I could get around it.
Millionaire by now. Thought you would have been one of the early adopters.
Yeah, I know. Do you think I'd be doing this if I was a No, I would.
Bitcoin's gone back up. If anyone, Mason, I thought you would have had
almost
crypto.
I was very, very close to getting it. Mum, well, because it's hard to do it when you're under the age of 18. And so I was 17 at the time, and so I couldn't actually go and get it. So the only way to do it is meeting up with someone in person in the city to do it.
What do you mean, meeting up with someone?
It's dodgy.
Well, no, there are Bitcoin machines and stuff that you can go and do, or you can do it online and transfer it online, but you have to be over 18.
Do you mean the guy that has the Souvlaki shop?
Yeah.
That is
one option. No, but the meeting in person is an actual thing where you're going to meet with a person and you've got an account or a wallet. And then you go to them and there's like how much are we exchanging? And so you pay.
It's also called dogging, isn't it? Called dogging?
Don't know. Jesus, I never got around to doing that. So so that's why I missed out. But it was about $700 when I wanted to get it. So,
dude, it's so much more now. It's like 18 grand. It's gone up. It's huge.
Yeah. It's slightly annoying.
Anyway, so did you buy Bitcoin, Josh?
No, but they were asking questions. I was like, I wonder how long I could sort of keep this convo going just with yes, no answers. And so the only thing he said, what appeals to you more, private or public? Like if you don't have to know anything about crypto, like which one are you drawn to? I said public. He said, yeah, private's bad. He told me why private's bad. But anyway, I was just seeing how long I could go for, to the point where this, I wrote it down because it made me laugh. He said to me, I don't have time for this. And he hung up on me, which I appreciated. I thought, like, that's, he called me, he's reading his script to me, and I was wasting his time.
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess that time is money for them if they're not closing a deal. Are they closing any deals? Sales can be a prick of a job if you're not landing anything. Mm-hmm. Do you think they're actually getting anything? Like, do you think they're actually also making a sale?
Where it got heated was he said...
Meet me in a car park.
No, he said, you can Google all of this. And I said, oh, do you work for Google? And he says, no. And then I said, I use Yahoo. Can I use Yahoo? And he says, yes, you can use whichever one you want. That's fine. And then I said, like, what's the benefits of using Google, though? And he's just like, stop talking about Yahoo and Google. And I said, you brought it up. You brought up Google. I didn't.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I was wasting time. But it was fun. It was only 6 minutes.
There is definitely something.
What was she doing?
Yeah, Bree was just like, was that guy yelling at you? I was like, yeah. Yeah. It's like, didn't he call you? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
So
how did he open it? Did he know your name and everything?
Yeah. Said Josh. And then at one point he said John. I said, you just called me John. He said, no, I said Josh. I said, no, you said John. It was like the Mace Nace all over again.
No.
That is so cringe.
Yeah, so that was the most exciting thing that happened to me last night.
Well, mate, right. It's. I think all these things are happening. Does that feel more normal? Like, are you getting many of these? Like, I feel like when it was just old, back in the day, it was just fucking... calls all the time from telemarketers, or is this a new thing?
Well, because I turned off, I had the if it's a number that I don't have in my phone, go straight to voicemail. And at some point, for some reason, I must have been waiting for a call from someone, and I've turned that off. And so now I'm just like, I get too much anxiety around if I don't answer and they don't leave a voicemail. I'm like, well, who the fuck was that? And I stress about, like, who could it be? Could it be important? Should I call back? And so it's
speaking of the voicemails, Jess, I called your phone probably 2 months ago, and the voicemail sounded like you were about 16 and you and your gals were, you know, a bit lit on some breezes, Bacardi breezes, and you're all yelling, hi, welcome. Whatever, I can't even remember what it sounded like. Yeah. Can you, because it's since changed. Can you reveal to us?
Because I didn't realize. I can't even remember what it said. GB's got a copy of it.
Oh, good. Because that was even your work number forwarded to your phone. And so that's what...
I didn't know it was there.
Yeah. It's not good for the brand.
Not good.
Do you remember recording really it, though? Do you remember recording it?
Yeah, it was this year.
Oh, wow.
And so what was the point?
I can't remember. That's my sister and I, and we were, I think I was literally at work, and it was, yeah, I don't know, we were just stuffing around. I can't even remember how it happened, and it was like going to be 2 seconds, and then I thought I deleted it, and I thought I had nothing, but apparently I've had it on for months, and it's living on
the edge. Do a risky voice, like, you could have just recorded that into voice memos, but you decided, now let's record it into the actual voicemail.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll delete it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty funny. If you heard it, you'd be like, this girl's all...
No, it's kind of cute. It's like, it's fun, but probably not for work.
Yeah. Mason, I'm not a voicemail guy. Push back on that.
I can imagine you not being a voicemail.
Oh, I don't need it. What's the point?
Well, you don't answer your phone, so a voicemail would be nice.
Hang on. What's
Do you answer
worse?
Anything, Mason?
No, not really.
What's worse? This voicemail? Hi, you've called Tommy. I don't check my voicemail, so don't bother leaving one. Send me a text if you need. Or, just nothing. Like, which one's nothing. Worse? Saying that you don't check it and you've wasted their time?
I like the don't check it.
Really?
Honestly, why? Why?
I think it just, it's, I don't know, like it's just easier because it's stating, because they've actually said, they've given me a message. So they're saying, hey, don't leave me a message. So there's a next steps. So I feel like if I don't write back, if I don't do something, like it's my job as the caller to then do something. Whereas I think the voicemail stuff, sometimes you're not sure, are they going to hear it? Are they not going to hear it? Are they going to respond?
Optics, I feel branding.
Like, though, if you're going to do that, wouldn't you just not have a voicemail?
Exactly. Can you actually not have a voicemail?
Yeah, I don't have a voicemail. Call me. I don't have one.
What is it?
Yeah,
what
we happens? Know, mate. You haven't answered your phone.
Nothing. I feel just, like it has. It would have someone from the telco saying, hi, you've called zero, yeah, blah, blah, like your number or whatever.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Should we call Sebs and see?
Well, it will say his number out if it is the way that I was thinking.
don't worry. He won't answer the calls even if he gets
Yeah, that's very true. Sebs went out to dinner last night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was lovely. We went to a place in Kew. First time.
Or?
it was actually right near the cemetery. Where Josh thought we should catch up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, just side note. Sad, your gym's gone.
Under reconstruction. Apparently, it's going to take a couple of years, but they're building a whole new thing. Couple million dollar.
Quit the gym for a couple of years. No worries.
Yeah. Annoying though, no sauna at the other gym.
They've given you like a replacement gym to use in the meantime.
Well, it's a part of like a four group. Mm-hmm. It's like YMCA and they've got four gyms in a region and they've shut down one, so they've got three left.
So you went to dinner? Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I went to dinner. Very sweet. One of Grace's mates, Grace is talking to her on the phone before we left. It probably would have been 20 minutes before we got there, maybe 30 minutes. And we walk in and we sit down, we scan ourselves in, and then the bloke, the waiter comes over and he's holding a bottle of wine and he's like, this is from Emma. And he goes and pours it and he gives us a drink. And so Grace's mate, got a drink for us, which was super, super lovely. It was so amazing. That's and so we were nice. Rattled. We
That's
were just
so
like,
nice. But all like, I'm like thinking is the- you thinking, I don't drink wine.
I think I think it was Prosecco. I think it was Prosecco.
Oh, fuck. Sparkling. Okay, no. Did I could imagine it? You getting around that.
Yeah, it was all right. And it's so it's got a strong flavor.
Was it a seamless interaction?
Yeah, it was very seamless. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the whole experience was pretty good. Like, I reckon, because so the weird thing is, so no menus. You've got it on your phone, so you scan the QR code and you're going through the phone. Cool. And
you're at McDonald's.
No, create your taste.
Yeah, create your taste. Create, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we did that, and then I also got a gin, and Grace got a Aperol spritz, and we had some arancini balls, zucchini flowers, and just like a pasta and beef. It was lovely. But the funny bit was, because we've gone out once when we were in Blairgowrie, but we've completely in our relationship missed out on the first date, the second date, and the third date. And so what we did like on the way home, it was sort of just like, what would have you done if this was the first date?
Do you want to come in or do you want to stay?
So we reenacted that whole thing in the car outside the house. It was the first date. Like, would you kiss on the cheek? Would you kiss, like, what's happening?
There you go. Did you do that or is that second date?
That's second date. No, but it was very cute because we reenacted that and then, yeah, it was very cute.
Yeah. Cut to 10 minutes later, you fart in bed.
And so, any other COVID tips? Like, do people have their masks until they sit down, or what's the deal?
Yeah. So, yeah, masks on until you sit down. Take it off, and we just the whole time. Like, as soon as we sat down, even though we hadn't had food yet, we had our masks off. Mm-hmm. All the
where do you keep your mask?
Just in Grace's handbag, purse, mm-hmm. Or you could just put it in your pocket, whatever you want. Yeah. But yeah, just don't put it on the table. Here. It's a bit. But a couple of people, like, they were wearing them whilst they took it off to eat and then put it back on. But like when I got up to go to the toilet, I went and put it on because you're walking past like the kitchen and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not it's stressful good. At all.
Nah, it looks nah, I reckon loose. It's less stressful.
It looks already loose out there. Okay, yeah. Seeing Tully's, I mean, this is the theme of Tully's Instagram, seeing Chapel Street, just like the amount of people sitting out at tables and no one needs to, you know, I asked that same question, do you need to wear it while you're sitting there? Mm-hmm. And the answer is no. People, all the staff have to wear them. So, yes,
yeah, yeah.
It's yeah. just even crazy having the brewery next door with people and just not like you're hearing.
Oh, yeah.
Like people. There's people out and about. It's very fired weird. Up.
Mm. Well, Jess, you've got a bit of a big weekend planned, haven't you, mate?
Yes. But technically, I haven't planned it yet, but it's happening at some point. Have a date.
Oh, cute.
Do you want the round of
yeah.
applause?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely obviously. Bring the vibe.
So I said to him, maybe like, him? This is a guy I was telling you who's about, Josh.
Okay.
The Jordan Jackson guy.
Yes.
And, yeah, so I said to him, I'm really bad at this. Can we pick this up when we open up again? Because I did not want to go on a walking date. Mm-hmm. And I knew it was going to happen sooner rather than later. Catherine so I was like, would let's come just leave again. It. Really good at conversation here. And then he messaged me yesterday and was like, do you want to – hey, Jess, what's a go? Do you want to go grab a drink this weekend? And so that's that.
That's right. What you're going to do. So what's the deal? Can you even just get into bars or are they –
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Oh, I don't know. It's a good point. Surely two people. Or we could just do an Arvo drink because I've got plans Saturday night anyway, so –
The thing is that you have to be so planned nowadays because everyone's thinking booked the in. Same thing. They're like, oh, yeah, like we'll just do it in the afternoon. Like everyone's wanting to go out and about, right, or like the majority of people outside of me.
So do I book a place and risk him? Like imagine if he cancelled on me and I had to pay his fine for not.
Oh, have you got to pay?
Because don't you need to put a deposit down on these
bookings? In a lot of cases, yeah. Yeah.
Surely just bring someone else though. Just bring a mate.
Yeah,
and go,
could you?
Go,
do you think you could organise that, Jess?
Find a replacement.
Yeah, I know I could, but it's you know it defeats the purpose. You know,
is it? Hang on, can we put some ownership on him? What's his deal? Can't he be the guy?
Yeah, he can book it. Actually,
I got this.
But, yeah, I'll put that back on him.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Any location suggestions?
Yeah. Should we book? Should we book something?
Are you thinking about location suggestions or how to word the ask?
No, location suggestions.
Nah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you like bars, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can't help you.
I think any will just do.
But can you'll you probably do a bar up. Now? Like, you're not standing at a bar now, are you? That's not a thing.
Well, seating. I mean, it's like seating. Pubs kind of thing, I think. Not
okay,
or
sure.
Bars. What do you mean by bar, Josh?
No idea. What are they? What's it like? Is a bar a... if people go to a bar, what does that mean?
If someone said that to me, do you want to go down to the bar? I'd just assume like a pub or whatever. But I suppose
people not
a bar
say that.
Is
that what you're...
Is a bar a US thing?
Yeah, maybe. I feel like we'd just say, do you want to go grab a drink? Where do you want to go? And we'd be like, oh, Mount Erica or... Wolf and I or whatever it is.
Well, the bar is where you get the drink and from. That's like where they serve it from. So,
but Mason's some under of them the impression that you stand at the bar. Is that happening?
People stand at the bar. Not during COVID, but surely people stand at the bar.
Yeah,
I love standing at the bar. It's fucking awesome.
TJ, when you're standing at the bar, are you at a bar or you're at a pub?
Pub.
You're at a pub that has a bar.
A par. You're at a par.
Unless you're at Blue Bar on Chapel Street and you're at the bar. I've sat in the bar at Blue Bar. So, technically, I'm at the bar.
I love Blue Bar. But you only ever go there good, isn't at it, Josh? 11:30.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
What's the deal with Blue Bar?
Oh, just the
it's just a loose unit venue.
Gangster.
Really? Go to... Gangster. What about going to... I've got a place for you. The Mount Erica. Mount Erica Hotel.
I literally just said that before.
Yeah, yeah. But that's no. Yeah. That's got a big outdoor area. Like if... It,
yeah.
I think... Yeah, I think
that's
you're
where
right,
I do
Josh.
Go. That's where Sunday drinks often happen.
Yeah.
What about... Would you potentially just go to a park? Do you think there's going to be a big sort of pushback on parks now that things are opening up?
Nah, I love day drinking in a park. I've always loved that. That's not just a COVID thing. But you always want to be able to go somewhere afterwards to either dance or just have that vibe.
Oh, dance. So, you're going to dance this weekend?
No, I'm not dancing this weekend. I don't think that'll happen for a while.
Have you ever gone out on a date for a dance? Have you ever gone for a dance with somebody?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was a really bad date. It was the guy that we spoke about last time, the buddy, the one that stayed. He was a luchador.
Oh, you went for a dance.
Yeah. Hang on. So, do you
what
was the documentary that you guys watched? The Katy Perry doco the next day?
Or what was Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Yeah. So, that night we ended up at that Grace Darling near your house, Josh. And that kind of like they pump the music and stuff. Oh, my God.
I don't know anywhere. I know fixation.
Can I take you on a pub crawl?
No. Sorry.
No, okay, I think we could. Hang on.
Let him let her, Josh, because she won't. She won't want to do it ever again.
Yeah, I think pub crawl. So the thing is that I'm not a beer guy. I'm just not.
That's okay. There's other drinks. That's okay.
And so the thing is,
can you get gin at a bar? Is that a thing?
Yes.
Can you?
Well, we were talking about going to
a pub. Can you get gin at a pub?
Got a big storm coming, honey.
Okay.
Yes, Mason.
I don't get the reference.
I don't get it either.
Sorry.
What is it?
Oh, my God. There's so much work to do on YouTube.
What is that reference? There's a big storm.
It's a social thing.
Okay. Anyway, go on.
Okay. If you're making me step out of my comfort zone to go in front of a crowd and speak or do things in front of people that I don't necessarily want to do or it doesn't come naturally, you two, and you're in this too, Mason, are coming to a pub with me, multiple pubs. We're going on a pub crawl one Saturday and we are going to have the time of our lives.
But what about all the other people? What I don't like about it is just the other groups of people and just people like interacting. But you don't interact, do you?
Well, yeah. If someone comes up and they're like, oh, do you have a lighter? And you're like, oh, yeah, here you go.
I don't have a lighter.
Yeah.
I have a lighter. No, you have to have a lighter.
No, how about covering all your bases, Josh? Have a bag of Coke in your pocket in case someone asks you. Then you give it to lighter, them. You don't even have it yourself. Yeah. A lighter.
Yeah. A bunch of $2 coins. So if someone asks, you got $2? You
for the pool machine?
No, I don't know. I mean, we were talking.
Nah, it's a non-negotiable.
Yeah. So the only consideration is just what we will actually be consuming. Mason was asking if you can get other drinks outside of wine at a wine bar because Brie and I were saying, we should go to a wine bar. What was that?
Yeah, it's a wine bar.
I said, we're not going to a wine bar on the pub crawl.
No, but I like the idea of a wine bar. So, I don't know if it's just all optics.
Better crowd.
Yeah, just a little bit. What I like about wine bars...
Have
more turtlenecks.
I have.
I've had a panic attack at a couple. More turtlenecks, older crowd, potentially going to the Melbourne International Film Festival or something. It's just chill. Like there's no one trying to fucking king hit me on the way out. I don't want to be fucking king. I have no doubt that if I went to a pub, too many pubs, I'd get king hit. Seriously, I've just got that vibe.
What's that one in St Kilda that we went to?
The Espy.
Yeah, the Espy. That's outrageous.
Yeah, well, we were just on stage and in the green room. We didn't.
No. Before that, we went before. Remember
for Christmas.
We did the BMC.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was loose. Well, yeah, you even
that time of year.
You started pushing people away and giving Brie space or something. What happened on the way out?
There was just real whack people in there. Just because you have to walk. They haven't designed it well. Like, guys, make a path where you don't have to walk through people. But they were just loose, so you had to just help.
Sorry for the success of the bar, Mason. It's yeah. Bloody tall poppy syndrome right there, mate. Why are you guys so successful? No, I think if there's ever a time, JJ, it's now. It's now because it can't be like that. That was hundreds of people in that venue where you were like sardines. That's not happening.
Yeah.
It's not happening. And so maybe the pub crawl now, like back in the day, you'd walk into the pubs. You'd just go from pub to pub. You wouldn't book.
You'd just like be like, patting a dog, Jess. Have you got a dog with you?
I'm just patting my leg.
Okay.
So you could go now and do it. It'll be much more tame. Like it just won't
this
have
makes
the same
me so vibe. Excited. The thing is, so JJ, we can't be going to wine bars because you've got to think about the greater good of the group, and I need younger people around. Okay?
Yeah, so this is the thing. This is, I think, where it all falls over is bigger groups, the greater good of the group. Everyone wants something different. Everyone wants to. So there's something nice about very small amount of people, and it's just we're all very clear on what we want. Because I just hate that. It just reminds me as a kid where it's like getting late and then there's decisions being made and there's the friction around what are we going to do next? Let's go here. Yeah. Let's do that. I just don't want to deal with any of that.
But as Tommy rightly pointed out, you have to book. So we'll have a clear direction of where we're going. And then the final pub is like, okay, JJ is definitely going home at this point. Mm-hmm. George and Tommy and Jess might go out.
Yeah.
Mason's probably going home.
Where do you go out to?
Yeah, where are you guys going?
Mason, you stayed out with us for a while one night. That was quite good. Like, I felt like you just...
After Moondog.
You were kind of up for it. It's, I know what you're saying, Jess. There is you just rock up and the night takes you. There is a version of letting go, Josh. Stop trying to control the fucking night.
You say that it was, there's nothing good that happens after, like...
Two. But you've got a nice window between 12 o'clock when we'll probably get our last booking and 2 o'clock where 2 hours of fun is about to happen.
I know this sounds like I'm doing shtick, but I'm being dead serious. I've actually been thinking, this is very different to the pub stuff, but getting into golf in a big way again. And Mason, I think that you would love it too. I think there's something nice about, you know, early start, on the weekend, on a Saturday, do 9 holes. What do you think?
Yeah, I could get around it. Yeah. I got to learn.
Like we've all got to learn.
We both need clubs.
Do we need to buy...
Golf clubs, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So we do need that.
Are we packing in baseball or...
No. We're still doing the baseball stuff and the ultimate frisbee stuff.
Do we need a bat? Do we need a bat for baseball? Should we get that? There's actually a baseball diamond... at a park near my house, like a proper net and everything.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
Well, seen that. I think the thing we could start with the golf is like a driving range.
That would be fun.
I think that, Jess, would you be up for, so from a team bonding perspective, so rather than, because the thing is, this is the issue I have with the pub stuff. I was the guy that didn't drink. I can't go the other way. I can't just be the drinking guy. I just don't want to be... sort of that sort of drunk, disgusting every weekend, right?
But so, it's one day, JJ.
Yeah, I know, I get it. We can definitely do it. But for something more long term, I like doing something. I'm like, oh, this will be fun. Let's do it again. Like there's bowling. We could like go to strike. We could do all that. That could be fun.
That would be fun. Laser tag.
Yeah, I get too sweaty.
I just think that... Can't there just be a version that's less light and has to be who you are from this moment moving forward? Like, Jess is just saying, let's go to the pub and let's have a little night out. It doesn't have to be...
You're not drinking
that
coffee
is who you are. No, but...
or drinking...
That doesn't have to... But why does it have to be who you are?
Yeah.
Like, if you just do it once, why does it have to be who you are?
What do you mean?
Because you're saying, I want to be the golf guy. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Why does it...
Well, no, I just... I've done these things once. When we went to LA, we did the bar thing. It was great fun. There's something about traveling. When we can travel again, I think that there's an opportunity.
Grace needs to go out. Think of the greater good of the group.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's just...
Grace wants a night on the town. Are you going to deprive her of that?
like Mason's. Mason, are you going to?
It's better when
I'm
going
to do it.
Like the thing is that so it's working out where to go. Who's get, so the problem I just have is the people, not is in our group. It's the other groups. I just can't like even just me going to bed hearing the people in the brewery. Yeah, but woo, like fuck off.
Yeah, yeah,
fuck
yeah.
off. And so that's what the concern is. That's why I will get king hit. Because I just, like, if I right
you
now
say something to them?
With no alcohol is like, fuck off. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I got into a punch on at a 21st and I wasn't even involved.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I was sitting there and a guy was like off his chops. I wasn't drinking. And he said, what are you looking at? I'm like, I'm looking at you. So why? He said, because you're acting like an idiot. And he just started punching me. And then I yelled out, Daniel, who's my kickboxer mate. And they fought it out. But it's just – the thing is that I actually like alcohol. I do. But I like it. I like it with people that I like. So the thing is that alcohol for me – I feel like it's bringing me closer. Like it's a more reactive state, right? So if you like everyone, it's all good. If I got drinking, and there were people that I even if in the back of my mind, if I was like, actually think they're a bit of a prick, I won't go drinking because I know they'll be like, mate, I'm gonna be honest, you're a bit of a fuckwit. And I feel I just can't. Okay, I just don't want that. I'm not a good vibe.
I no longer
vibe.
Want to go out with you anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a good vibe.
Really,
I'm not a good vibe.
Untold yourself.
Not a good vibe.
No, I would. I'm not the.
Because I would have to get in there with big boxing skills. Yeah,
exactly. So me being.
Yes!
Uppercuts. Yeah.
thinking about the greater good, I like the idea. So the one thing that I could get around. So I've always pushed back on music festivals. However, Jess, you have described some music festivals that I can get around, which is like foldable chairs. Yes, like fold-out chairs, space. Potentially even like I could get around, like the zoo does their like music at the zoo.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of like the Music My Bowl vibe.
Sydney My Music Bowl? No.
Yeah, that one. You don't like
there's
that.
There's no animals at Sydney My Music Bowl.
No. But that the vibe of just
on a blanket,
chair. The outside stuff. I went and saw Red Hot Chili Peppers there.
Rochford Impressed. Winery. They do some.
I've had some loose versions there.
Rochford.
Yeah. Well, they do the. You can take the chairs and sit. It's exactly what you're talking about. Bring your own. Bring a little bit of your own alcohol. Yeah.
The craziest shit I do at the Yarra Valley is go to the chocolate factory and then fucking take the piss out of the spoon full of chocolate that you get. Just keep fucking going around like, yeah, come on. Tell me off, you prick. Come on. I reckon I've nearly shit myself with the amount of chocolate that I eat there.
I have one final pitch for you guys.
Okay,
here we go.
Well, mostly for you, Josh.
Okay.
What about instead of a pub crawl, we do a winery tour and we get a bus...
Mm-hmm.
And then we go around to different wineries.
Yeah, I can get around that. Yeah, I think because when I think about wineries, I think more space. So what I like about it is we can go. Grass. Yeah,
but better
that's what
crowd.
We want.
Better crowd. Like they're just more reliable, more responsible.
I don't
you're
know
not
if
gonna get king. You're not going to get king hit at a winery. I don't
I reckon
think.
I could.
George.
It's happening to you too. No, the vineyard thing. I could definitely get around. I've told the story before, but Holden gave Bree and I a car and then booked us all of these vineyards, which was quite irresponsible. that's the end of that story.
Great. Thanks for that. That was really... Anyway, we'll buy you a muzzle if we do eventually do it and you'll be on a tight leash that day.
No, I don't think... TJ, do you think I would say something? Maybe I'm being hyperbolic.
Absolutely not. You're a pussy.
I'm a
you
bitch.
Wouldn't. You wouldn't because
no,
you,
wouldn't,
you know
wouldn't.
The
but
fun.
I would tell you guys, I'd be like, that guy's a fucking idiot, isn't he? But I would get louder to the point
you don't do it
where...
loud enough that they can hear.
Yeah.
I
don't
want
to be getting in any fights for you, JJ.
I just, even the COVID thing, like being out and about, if someone's not being COVID responsible, I can't help myself.
Yeah.
The other day, oh, there's a super spreader. I just laugh, just get walking. Like, what are you doing?
Sorry, anxious.
Yeah. Oh, anyway. I just want to, how about we just do it and I'll film it. And I'll just, it's just Jess regretting her decisions and Josh being himself.
Yeah, you
don't always just be me reeling in.
Yeah, the thing is, there's way better people for pubs and stuff. Jess, like the thing, I'm interested in trivia potentially.
No, I hate trivia.
Yeah. What do you hate about trivia?
It's just boring.
Really? Don't like learning?
The game of it.
The game, I'm not very good at it. And
is that just because there are shit questions?
Yeah, obviously, it's not my fault. but yeah, nah, trivia's not great.
Okay. Is there any other sort of
generally on a Wednesday
night?
Or a Thursday night, so you need to save that shit.
All right, seeing as you hate trivia so much, to finish off this episode, I'm going to give you three trivia questions. You ready for them, Jess?
Yeah.
Who discovered penicillin?
No fucking idea.
I'd say a doctor. It's,
that's the wrong answer, Jess.
Scientist, yeah, scientist.
It's, hang on.
Someone called penicillin.
Are you looking it up? she's Googled. Okay, good. No, it wasn't. It was Alexander Fleming.
Fuck. Okay.
It's also
say
annoying
Alexander.
Because my sister has told me that this year.
Okay, this is one. This is food relating now.
Can you tell us a bit, one more thing about Fleming quickly, TJ? What's it?
Oh, I didn't. It just literally had the answer. Okay. That was it. Uh-huh. Dishes. What is the common name for dried plums? Oh, this is good.
It's not sultanas.
You may have
Do you
been
know
called
JJ?
One.
A prune.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes. Well done, Seth.
It's a Fruit Loop.
Oh, this is my issue. Fruit
All right, this is one.
Put on the spot.
This is for the well-traveled guy. You might get this, JJ.
Cappuccino.
Which kind of out?
Sorry.
Donuts.
Oh, here we go. Josh. This is, you'll get this. What is the national dish in Spain?
Paella.
Oh, she's got it. Hang on, it's a tie.
It's paella. She got it wrong. It's paella.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's taking it. One of my favorite things from Spain, they do a angry potato.
Oh.
Is it hot?
Yeah.
It's got like this like spicy, like almost like chipotle sort of.
Oh, no, Josh, it's not an angry potato. It's fuck, Amy's favorite. It's her favorite dish. I know exactly what you mean. Maybe angry
potato. Sure, it's
potatoes.
Not angry potato? That's what Ibi.
I mean, it sounds.
Ibi called.
Sounds Western.
You know, so hey, that's what? The fucking. That's sounds angry potato is the translation.
Oh, is it? Okay. No. I was like, wow, Spain have really dumbed it down. Oh, fuck, we used to go to this
is
place.
Is it pissed off potatoes?
No. That's just another name. Annoyed potatoes.
Patatas bravas?
Yes.
That's angry potatoes.
Patatas bravas.
Can you,
how good are
can
they?
Can you translate that for us, Mace?
Patatas bravas. Oh, do you want the actual Google Translate one?
Mm-hmm.
Which, what does that do? It changes potatoes bravas to whatever.
To whatever the English thing is.
Yeah, spicy potatoes.
Maybe it is just angry.
Spicy potato.
Spicy potatoes, yeah.
Interesting, yeah. It
or
is
angry. This is on Simply Recipe. Simply Recipes, it says, or angry potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So, how good are they? Oh.
Yeah. What does everyone think about tapas?
No, I don't like sharing.
Yeah, I can get around that. Yeah.
Nah, I'll eat it.
The thing that upsets me the most is when you go out to a restaurant and someone will say, oh, let's just share because I'm not that hungry. And then I'm thinking...
Well, I am.
Yeah, I am. Exactly. Hang on. You're going to... Even if you take 1% of whatever's on this dish, it's too much.
Yeah. So,
like, they've perfect... The chef has perfectly... worked out how much food I need on a plate. It's designed that way. And so let's not confuse things because I'm going to be walking away.
You would have absolutely hated this, Josh. We went out for dinner when I first met Amy with some of her close friends. She doesn't really see them now. May have been because of this. But we got there and we waited maybe 40 minutes for them or 30 minutes for them. We had a couple of cocktails. It was nice because Amy and I were still getting to know each other. And we were pumped.
Not anymore.
We were pumped to get some steaks and like just have a real good meal. They got there. They had pre-eaten.
Oh, no.
They'd fucking pre-eaten.
No, no, that's not good, is it?
And they were like, and I was like, what the fuck? You ate a steak before you came? Maybe they were trying to save money.
Wait, they ate a steak? They'd eaten the thing that you went to the restaurant for?
Well, it's what you can get at this place. It's good. It was fun.
But so did they cook a steak at home?
They cooked a fucking steak before they got there.
To it, they went. They were going to a steak restaurant.
It wasn't a steak house. Steak was what I was getting.
Was it Hog's Breath?
It's a good.
To be honest,
it's just a pub that sells steak.
Seriously though, but they ate before. It's the classic. We'll just get something really small, and they get a steak.
Is the ultimate pushback you just then buying a steak?
No, the ultimate
would
pushback
you just
is
not do that.
No, flipping the table and slapping the guy.
Wait, so they said, hey, guy, so it was for dinner. What time of the day
sorry,
was it?
It's dinner time. We had a dinner booking, 7:30, mm-hmm. and they're late, and then they've eaten, and it was just really kind of.
So what were they
bizarre.
Hoping for?
I have no idea. I don't know. Maybe just to come, but it seems. Would you be annoyed cheap if meal. You had made dinner plans with somebody? And they rocked up and they'd eaten.
Mason would definitely do that.
I'd have a little. No, but I finish every. Like when I go to a restaurant, I finish everything.
No, but I just feel like you'd definitely be the. Like I felt sorry for Grace in the early days where it's like, all right, I've had breakfast. Oh, Grace, did you want something for breakfast?
We're all learning. Young man's learning.
Yeah. And look at him now going to restaurants.
Oh, it's huge. It is huge. Well, tomorrow, Sev's is your 21st birthday. It's even bigger than today, mate.
Are you excited? Do you feel older?
Not yet, but I will say, no, I am very excited. And I even got so excited that in my dream last night, George made a highlights reel, mm-hmm. and it was about, for some reason, learning. And so I was talking after about how I've learned to be able to speak on a podcast, but I was choking up. But afterwards, for some reason, George came over to my house and he's like, mate, give me a little kiss.
Oh, really?
Give me a little kiss on the cheek.
Let's pretend it's the first date. This is what's happened.
He came out, he's like, mate, happy birthday. Give me a little kiss on the cheek. I was like, mate, COVID. He's like, mate, just a little kiss. And he gave me a kiss. But that was my dream last night. So
that's
I'm pumped.
Bizarre.
How hard did he push for the kiss?
He pushed hard. He wasn't going to let it go.
Really?
Yeah. Classic GB.
He came to your house?
Yeah.
Just knock on the door? Hey, mate, how'd you enjoy the montage? Yeah. Now, where's that kiss?
That's
great. Maybe we should have done that with Seth, with the montage. Glad you liked it, Seth. I'll be there in 5.
Little kiss.
All right. Well, it's weekend banter. Episode 900 tomorrow.
Huge.
And it's Mr. 97's 21st birthday. You'll definitely want to tune into that. Otherwise, enjoy your weekend, whether you go to a bar, play golf, or stay at home. Have a good one. Bye, guys.
See you, guys.